Here are three questions you should ask that will help you know the kind of person to date. First, is he or she a Christian? 1 Corinthians 7:39 says that if a person is single, and in this case a widow, that she is free to marry anyone she wishes, but he must belong to the Lord. Going out with someone who is not a devoted Christ follower is not an option for a believer. Why? You step off the path leading toward God's intended destiny. You begin a romantic relationship with someone you should not become entangled with nor marry. So you will either have to eventually break up, which usually hurts someone, or you may become so involved you end up getting married. Dating an unbeliever starts you down a road littered with too many compromised destinies, too many conversions to the world's ways of living, too many children raised in homes without a unified commitment to Christ, and too many who settled for less than God's best. Don't do it. Not all who call themselves Christians are true, devoted Christ followers. The Bible describes Christians as people who show by their words and actions that they are wholeheartedly living for Christ. Be devoted to Jesus yourself and choose a devoted person to date or marry. The second question is he or she keeping pace? In deciding whom to date, consider the analogy of running a race. While running your course with Jesus and some good friends, you may notice that someone else is running the race at your same pace and in the same direction. This doesn't mean you will marry him or her, but it does mean he or she is taking the initiative to grow spiritually at the same pace you are. And regarding direction, his or her goals, values, and aspirations are compatible with your own. And the third question is, who are his or her friends? The friends whom people attract speak volumes about their character and goals in life, who they are, and where they're heading as people. Besides, you tend to become like the people with whom you associate. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." Psalm 119:63, "I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts." How would you describe the kind of friends he or she attracts? Are they like bees or flies? Bees are attracted to honey. Flies are attracted to garbage. When you are considering someone you'd like to date, ask three questions. Is he or she a devoted Christ follower? Is he or she keeping pace? And who are his or her friends?